I am convinced that part of the reason Christians sometimes feel like throwing in the towel is because they don't take advantage of the encouragement and the nourishment and the challenge that comes from God's Word.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Faith in Christ met the reality of the opposition of unbelievers for those Jewish believers to whom the Hebrews letter was written, leaving some of them discouraged and tempted to give up the faith. And in the first part of this message that aired last week, Pastor Brian Grant pointed out that one reason that even today some Christians are not doing much for God is that they are discouraged. Quote, contrary to what some of us have assumed, Pastor Grant said, we have discovered that Christians are not exempt from the pain and difficulties of life, end quote. Nevertheless, Pastor Grant shared with us from the book of Hebrews the first two of three reasons why Jesus is worthy of our effort and full commitment. First, we heard that Jesus is worthy because of his surpassing greatness. There's no one like Jesus. As the second point, we heard that Jesus is worthy of our undivided devotion because he has, by himself, perfected us. So as we pick up the message, we invite you to follow along in your Bibles as Pastor Grant concludes his message, Is Following Jesus Worth the Effort? Here, once again, is Pastor Grant.
Charles Smithson. I better reread that. He was sure he had made a mistake. He read it again. It said the same thing. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life. Charles Smith was blown away because he had been working for God for 37 years, or so he thought. He had been working for God, and he had never experienced eternal life. And at that time, he didn't even know it was possible to know you have eternal life. He went to some of those higher up in the ranks, and he asked them, what do you think of this verse? They said, don't worry about that right now. Don't worry about that right now. Let's go knock on some more doors. But Charles Smith couldn't get away from that you might know that you have eternal life. And after 1 year of struggling with that verse, Charles Smith finally opened his heart to Jesus Christ and received him as Savior and Lord. And that day, Charles Smith experienced the peace of God. Because Jesus had saved him, he had received eternal life, and he knew it. The Spirit of God witnessed with his spirit that he was a child of God. By the way, my friend, if you're here this morning and you're watching us and you're not sure you're saved, you're not sure you have eternal life, you better come back to the cross, because listen, the Spirit of God ought to be witnessing with your spirit. God's Spirit will witness with your spirit that you are a child of God, and the Spirit of God will make you realize you're okay. Amen. One of the reasons I believe that some people find it hard to follow Jesus, one of the reasons people struggle and start wondering, is it worth the effort to follow Jesus? I believe one of the reasons is because they're working to please him. So many people work so hard. They go to mass every day. They do everything they can. They're working hard at pleasing God. But my friend, you may think you're a Christian, but if the way you believe you are becoming a Christian is by working for Jesus, you've missed it. We're not saved by works. We're saved by the grace of God. And my friend, this morning, if you're not sure, if you're not experiencing the peace of God, I'm going to ask you, if you don't have peace with God, I'm going to ask you this morning to open your heart and your to Jesus Christ and recognize that He died on the cross for you, and that it is His perfect sacrifice is what will cleanse you from sin and make you have peace with God. It's not your works. The works come after. The works is behind. The works is not to lead. The works come behind, because once we are truly saved, we're going to work for Him. But you can get saved this morning because of the grace of God. Listen, and once Jesus has perfected us, we have access to the holy place where God dwells. You see, the Old Testament saints, they didn't have access to the holy place where God dwells, because those sacrifices could not perfect them. Amen. But the blood of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice that He offered on the cross, has perfected us. And because it has perfected us, we now have what? Access to the holy presence of God. Let's put Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 on the screen. And if you don't know that verse, put it in your notes and go home and memorize it. Hebrews 4 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Isn't that something? God is saying, come boldly. Because you have been made perfect by the blood of Jesus, amen. He says you can now come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Listen, God is giving us this open invitation, and we can step inside the throne room of the Lord God Almighty. Isn't that something? Just think of it. We can step inside the throne room of the living Almighty God and pour out our hearts to Him. And the verse tells us we may obtain mercy and find grace to help. Oh, this morning you're struggling and you're wondering, is it worth the effort to follow Jesus, my friend? It's worth the effort, because you have access. When you're truly following Jesus, you have access to the throne room of heaven. And this morning, as you struggle, God invites you to come into His throne room. Lay your burdens at His feet. My friend, when you take your burdens to the Lord, help me, somebody. Take your burdens to the Lord and... Oh, that's a good song. The other song was a bad song, am I right? But it's a good one. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. The problem is, we take our burdens to the Lord, take them back out, take them back in. It's time to quit. It's time to leave them there. My friend, there is mercy in the presence of God. There is grace to help. And my friend, if you wanted to meet the mayor, you realize how difficult it would be to get an appointment? Do you realize you don't need an appointment to go to the throne of grace? Access is available all day long. That's why there's another little song. Oh, the songs are popping into my mind. You remember that one? It says what? All day long I've been with Jesus. Choir, help me out. All day long, dark praise, hallelujah, all day long. My heart, my soul's been lifted all day long. I have been, all right, we better stop, because I think it's getting a little emotional. All right, but you got the message. All day long, we can be with Jesus. all day long. We can pour out our hearts. My friend, as you're going through your drama, as you're struggling this morning, as you're feeling discouraged this morning because the heat of battle is against you, I want you to know, once you come to Jesus, you have 100% all day access into the presence of God. Might we come and take advantage of the throne of grace. Jesus is worthy of our full commitment because of his unsurpassed greatness. But second, Jesus is worthy of our full commitment because he has perfected us. And third, Jesus, write this down. Jesus is worthy, for he preserves us from drifting. Jesus is worthy, for he preserves us from drifting. Look with me at Hebrews chapter 2. Flip back to Hebrews chapter 2. We're going to read the first four verses of Hebrews chapter 2. It says, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the words spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoke by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will. In these verses, we find the first of five important admonitions in the book of Hebrews. There are five important admonitions. I'm only going to do one today. I'll get to one, possibly two next week, but perhaps only one. We'll see how we go. But we find the first of five. This first admonition deals with drifting away from God. But as we go through Hebrews, the admonitions become progressively more serious. And by the time we get to the fifth admonition in Hebrews chapter 12, the issue is about defying God. We're only talking about drifting from God, but by the time we get to Hebrews 12, the issue is about defying God. My friend, if we're drifting and don't pay attention and deal with the drift, we run the danger of progressing to the point where we will actually defy God. It's hard to believe that a Christian could be in such open rebellion that they can brazenly sin and dare God to do anything. Or we're going to eventually get there. I don't know when, but we're going to eventually get to a Christian who would brazenly defy God. But this morning, God wants to talk to us about drifting. You see, when God saved us, he made us perfect, as we just heard, and gave us this perfect standing before God. And we already said that his objective is that we make sure our standing and our state line up. God gave us the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God came to live within us. And the objective is that little by little, every day, he should be changing us. Our nature, our behavior should become more and more like Jesus. That's the plan. But when we drift spiritually, are we moving in the right direction? When we drift, we're going in the wrong direction.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
I'm sure I'm speaking to somebody this morning. As you Spirit of God speaks to you, you realize you're drifting. You're not going in the right direction. You're not growing in grace. You're not becoming more like Jesus. You've been hanging on to your bad ways, your anger, your dirty mouth. You're still doing the same old stuff. You're not seeking the help of the Spirit of God to change you into the image of Christ. And my friend, if that's not what you're doing, you are drifting. Because if we're not growing, remember I said to you one time, it's impossible to stand still. The Christian life is not a life of standing still. You're either growing or you're sliding. So the question is, which one is it? So, but is there a cure for drifting? Is there a cure? It's right here in Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed. Listen, he says we must give earnest heed to the word, to the things we have heard, lest we drift. For the word spoken through angels proves steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just reward. How shall we escape such a great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? Listen, the cure for drifting, if you're taking notes, the cure for drifting is paying earnest heed to God's word. Did you get that? The cure for drifting is paying earnest heed to God's word. The text warns us that if God judged those who disregarded the message given by angels, those who disregarded the message the angels gave, the Bible said, were judged. And it says, just imagine how much more angry and how much more judgment is going to come if we disregard the message delivered by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so the challenge is we need to make sure we pay earnest heed. Here's what I wrote in my notes. Any believer who does not pay earnest heed to the word of God will drift away. Did you hear what I'm saying? Any believer who does not pay earnest heed to the word of God will drift away. The word of God is so important that Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, is totally devoted to the importance of the word of God. And I think some of you know that all 176 verses of Psalm 119 all emphasize the importance of the word of God. Did you hear what I'm saying? 176 verses in one Psalm, one chapter, and all 176 verses speak to the importance of the word of God. The word of God is that important. Psalm 119, and we're going to pick up at verse number 97. Psalm 119, verse 97. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Okay, it says here, verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. That's just another word for the word of God. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day long. Verse 98, you through your commandments, another word for the word of God, you through your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. He's saying, because I meditate on your word, I have unbelievable understanding. Verse 100, I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. Another word for the word of God, I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I'm staying away from sin because I'm determined to keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments. Another word, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste. Sweeter than honey to the honeycomb. Have you gotten there yet? You know, the more we cherish God's word, the more we will fall in love with it. Right now, part of the problem is, oh, the Word of God, the Bible is boring, I don't understand it. The more you determine and ask the Spirit of God to help you, because you are determined to pay heed to the Word of God, you're going to love the Word of God. You're going to love the Word of God, and you'll eventually get here that you say, how sweet are your words to my taste? Sweeter than honey to my mouth. Verse 114. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Let me ask you, aren't those verses encouraging? I am convinced that part of the reason Christians sometimes feel like throwing in the towel is because they don't take advantage of the encouragement and the nourishment and the challenge that comes from God's word. Did you hear me right? Part of the reason we sometimes are in our funk is because we are not paying earnest heed to the word. Because if we paid heed to the word of God, it would give us nourishment, it would give us encouragement, and it would give us challenge to stay on track. And I just want to ask you, my friend, are you paying earnest heed to God's word? You know, every growing child needs proper food to grow strong. And every Christian needs proper food and nourishment to get strong. And the only food is in the word. The only food is in the word. And I want to encourage you, my friend, I want to encourage you to make God's word a priority. Even if things aren't right now, you may not be experiencing drama. It may be going okay with you right now, but I'm going to encourage you, my friend, make God's word a priority. Because if you don't make God's word a priority, you may not be realizing it, but you will drift away. I'm not making that up. This is what the word of God says. He says, pay attention, pay earnest heed, so you don't drift away. God wants to correct us and the drifting stage. He doesn't want us to wait till we get to the phase where we're going to defy God. He wants to deal with us in the drifting phase. And it can, listen, we can solve that problem. And listen, we will fall in love. The little song says, since we're in a song fest this morning, I keep falling in love with him. What? Over and over and over. Who knows that one? I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. And listen, it happens the more I study the God's word and the more I realize how amazing this God is, how unsurpassed in greatness my Savior is. I keep falling in love with him over and over, and I am more comfortable to entrust my life to him. Are you going to make that commitment today? God is asking all of us this morning, every Christian watching me this morning, God is asking you to make a commitment today. God, I'm going to commit to spending time in your word. I'm going to take your word. I'm going to pay earnest heed to your word. God, I'm committing to take time every single day to look into your word every single day. Get on the habit. Every single day, I'm going to take some time. And join a group study too. We have 5 Bible studies going. Grab a hold of one. You join one. Start paying earnest heed to God's word. Boy, I tell you, it's going to make you happy that you did it. But perhaps as I bring this message to a close, perhaps I'm speaking to someone who has never responded to the claims of Christ Jesus. Jesus died for your sin, but right now, as you've been listening, you're not really sure that Jesus Christ lives in your heart. You're not sure he's your Savior. You know, this verse, although it was primarily written to Christians, it's a verse that is so powerfully to apply to every one of us. And I'm going to put on the screen one last time, Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 3. And here's what Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 3, it says. It says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. My friend, God is warning us today that we will not be able to escape his judgment if we neglect his salvation. He didn't say we reject it. All you have to do is to do nothing. All you have to do this morning, my friend, is to take no action. You've heard the gospel. You've heard that Jesus Christ died for your sins on the cross. You've heard that he is your was your perfect sacrifice. You've heard that he's willing to forgive you and save you. You've heard he's willing to perfect you in the presence of God. He's willing to give you peace that passes understanding. He's willing to give you the assurance of salvation. And all you need to do is by faith to reach out to him and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart today. I admit I'm a sinner. Will you come into my heart and save me and cleanse me? And God, I want to live for you. My friend, if you do that, God will save you. And I hope you'll do that right now.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.